ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Sachiko here. Lower Intermediate Lesson number 28.How to order pizza part one.
Wow, this lesson seems useful.
It seems really, really useful. And this one's dedicated to Marky, who really wanted to learn this because he doesn't know how to order pizza in Japan.
Okay, listen to this lesson.
Well, I don't know how he survived this long without pizza. I do this every week.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, I love pizza.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I miss most about New York.
Oh.
Oh, the pizzas there were great.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they different from Japanese ones?
My impression is, I think in Japan, they like, well, everything is small in Japan. All the food portions are tiny, mm-hmm. so the same with pizza. And the ones I liked in New York were thin crust.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, whereas in Japan, I think I tend to see thicker crusts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe it depends on the store.
Yeah, I sometimes see in pamphlets, there are two types of crusts.
Right, you get to choose.
Yeah.
But today, we're going to start by calling up the pizza place and having them take down your information.
Ah, because you have to order on phone.
Right. Well, let's see how Arisa does in her first phone call to the pizza place.
ねえ、お腹空いたからピザでも食べない?
うん、いいね。デリバリーでピザ頼もうか。
お電話ありがとうございます。ダイナマイトピザです。お電話番号からお願いします。
初めてなんですが。
それでは、最初に電話番号と住所とお名前を登録させてください。
はい。電話番号は 03-3456-7890 で、住所は港区赤坂 3-4-1 です。名前はゆいです。
ありがとうございます。登録させていただきました。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ねえ、お腹すいたからピザでも食べない?
うん、いいね。デリバリーでピザ頼もうか。
お電話ありがとうございます。ダイナマイトピザです。お電話番号からお願いします。
初めてなんですが。
それでは、最初に電話番号と住所とお名前を登録させてください。
はい。電話番号は 03-3456-7890 で、住所は港区赤坂 3-4-1 です。名前はゆいです。
ありがとうございます。登録させていただきました。
次は英語が入ります。
ねえ、お腹空いたからピザでも食べない?
Hey, I'm hungry. Why don't we eat a pizza?
うん、いいね。デリバリーでピザ頼もうか。
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's get it delivered.
お電話ありがとうございます。ダイナマイトピザです。お電話番号からお願いします。
Thank you for calling Dynamite Pizza. May I have your phone number, please?
初めてなんですが。
This is my first time.
それでは、最初に電話番号と住所とお名前を登録させてください。
In that case, let's start by registering your name, number, and address.
はい。電話番号は 03-3456-7890 で、住所は港区赤坂 3-4-1 です。名前はゆいです。
Sure. My phone number is 03-3456-7890. And my address is 341 Akasaka, Minato-ku, Tokyo. My name is Yu.
ありがとうございます。登録させていただきました。
Thank you very much. You're registered now.
Natsuko-san, この会話どう思いましたか？
本当に最初に名前と住所と電話番号を聞いてましたね。
はい。So they really ask for their name, phone number, and address as the very first thing when they pick up the phone.
Well, it's pretty important, obviously, for delivering pizza.
Right.
面倒くさくなくていいかもしれないですね。
Okay. Well, let's look at today's vocabulary. お願いします。
Delivery.
Delivery.So it's just a Japanese way of pronouncing the English word delivery.
Yes. Mm. As usual, katakana pronunciation.
Yeah. And you'll notice that because we don't have the V sound in Japanese, we just turn it into B.
Mm-hmm. So, delivery.
Now, do a lot of stores in Japan do delivery?
It used to.
Oh. How many years ago? Like 5, 10 years ago?
More long ago. When, you know, mom and pop stores are all around.
Right.
Like rice.
You know, I remember that. They used to deliver rice.
Yes, because it's very heavy.
Right.
To shop around carrying rice.
It is. It's really heavy. And milk.
Yes.
Do you remember those milk bottle deliveries? Mm-hmm. They used to come straight to your house.
Yes.
Like two bottles at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And Yakuruto.
Yakuruto-ba-san. They come to office.
Okay, so for you listeners out there, the Yakuruto, sorry, me and Natsuko just got off on our own. Yakuruto is a type of drink. Is it a health drink?
Yes, kind of.
Kind of a health drink. Comes in these tiny little plastic packages, orangey, and the drink itself is kind of pinkish, orangish.
Yes.
And it's got lots of, I think, sugar. It's for kids,
yeah, it's
right?
Yeah, it's really sweet.
Oh my goodness, it's really sweet. And they come in these packs of 8 or 10, and they deliver it to your house.
Yes.
At least they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And these women, I think they're mostly full-time mothers who were trying to make money on the side. They would do it, you know, a couple of hours a day.
Yeah.
And they were called Yakuruto Obasan. What happened to them?
They're coming to office now.
Wow. So they bring a whole bunch?
Yeah. Like the takkyubin.
Oh, like
stuff.
The...
Yeah, you bring in a cart.
Wow. That's a lot of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I miss those days. Okay. Next vocabulary, please.
頼む.
To request, to beg. So how would you say, let's request a delivery of a bento or lunchbox?
お弁当の配達を頼もう。
頼もう means let's request.
And in this sample sentence, there's a word 配達.
Yes, very useful.
Which means almost the same as delivery.
It's the same word. Mm-hmm.
Maybe 配達 is more general.
Right.
Delivery is, I think, usually used for whose.
Yeah, I noticed that. Because for newspaper delivery, you would never use the word delivery. It's always 新聞配達.
Yeah.
Newspaper delivery. Okay. 次の単語をお願いします。
登録.
Registration. Entry. 次の単語をお願いします。
初めて.
For the first time. Let's get a sample sentence.
このお店は初めてです。
I'm coming to the store for the first time. Now, the kanji for this,
yes.
初めて, is often confused with a different kanji.
Oh, yes, to start with.
Right. 始める is to start something.
Yes.
But that's... You can't explain it in words, can you? You'll have to check out the PDF. 次の単語をお願いします。
店員.
Shop clerk. Now, this is interesting. Can you...Tell us about the kanji breakdown?
Oh, yes. Ten means shop or store.
Okay.
And in means like a member.
Yeah, of an organization or of a company.
Some kind of group.
Right. Often if you're a member of a sports club or a sports team, they call you...
Kai-in.
Which is member.
Yes.
And the last vocabulary, please.
住所.
Address.Now, can you do a kanji breakdown of this as well? Because I think it's interesting.
Ju means to live.
Okay.
Reside.
Right. Inhabit.
And, yes. And sho
is place.
Right. Sho seems to come with a lot of different words.
Oh, yes.
Jimusho.
Mm-hmm. Office.
Mm-hmm.
Basho.
Location.
Mm-hmm. Saibansho.
Courthouse.
Kenkyujo.
Laboratory. So the kanji sho just means place.
Yes.
Place. And whatever kanji precedes it explains what that place is used for.
Yes.
So jūsho is the place where you inhabit. So your home address.
Mm-hmm. So you don't use this word for email addresses.
Ah, that's right. So what do you call an email address?
Adoresu.
Right.
You call it katakana.
Mm. Or meado. Okay, so let's go over a little bit about what exactly they're going to ask you.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of phone number, people often say to me, 電話番号, 市外局番から お願いします.
Oh, yes. We hear that a lot.
Yeah. What does that mean?
市外局番. Is that an area code?
Yes. So they often say, may I have your phone number starting with your area code?
Yes. And in case of Tokyo, mm-hmm. area code is 03.
Yes, in almost all cases.
Mm-hmm.
All cases, right?
I think all cases.
It's in Tokyo. Within the 23 wards.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, right. I lived in Musashino City about 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and it was not 03.
What was it?
It was 0422.
Okay.
Oh, it was awful. So let's get into addresses. What's the major difference between writing an address in the American form and the Japanese form?
Order.
Ah, mm-hmm. the order of information?
Yes. So, like in Western countries, it starts from the
tiny pinpoint.
Yeah, number and the street.
Number.
Yeah, apartment number, room number, and the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes the town.
Right.
Then comes the city. Then right. comes the state or
it's
province.
Bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. But it's exactly the opposite in the case of Japan.
Let's look at Arisa's address.
Mm-hmm.
In her case, we would start with Tokyo. Prefecture.
Yes, usually Tokyo, but mm-hmm. she. In this conversation, she started from Minatoku.
The ward.
Yes, which
Minato
is
ward.
The ward in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
So in case you're talking to someone outside Tokyo, I think you should better start with Tokyo-to,
which is Tokyo Prefecture,
mm-hmm.
to be exact.
And then comes the ward,
okay.
Minatoku.
Mm-hmm.
Then comes the town, Akasaka. And then
the numbers.
Yes. 3-4-何-何.
Yeah, we didn't write that in there. So I think this kind of represents the Japanese way of thinking. Like everything, you have to belong to one big thing and then you sort of start pinpointing it.
Yes, because you first get the general idea
right.
and then narrowing it down.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you're from Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. And then you go pinpoint, pinpoint,
yes.
pinpoint. And I think that's how the mentality works with names too.
Right.
You have the family name first,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the first name.
Oh, yes, right.
To sort of tell you, okay, you belong to this group, and within this group, you're this person.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really representative of the mentality.
Maybe, yeah, right. You don't directly go into the individual,
right.
but you first get the idea of the general group.
Right.
Not it may
now.
Give you a more general idea
right.
about things.
Right. So when you write your address in Japanese, don't forget to change the order of the city and the town and the prefecture.
Yes. You start with broader area and narrow it down.
Great. Let's hope the pizza delivery guy gets to your home safely.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure to check out our next lesson, How to Order Pizza Part 2, to learn how to get into the specifics of pizza.
Yes. Also, you got to check our PDFs as well and use it as a guideline to order pizza.
Listening to that, Marky? Good luck. We'll see you next week.
それじゃまた今度。
ねえ、お腹空いたからピザでも食べない？
うん、いいね。デリバリーでピザ頼もうか。
お電話ありがとうございます。ダイナマイトピザです。お電話番号からお願いします。
初めてなんですが。
それでは、最初に電話番号と住所とお名前を登録させてください。
はい。電話番号は 03-3-4-4-7-7-7。 3456-7890 で、住所は港区赤坂 3-4-1 です。名前はゆいです。
ありがとうございます。登録させていただきました。